welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. My name is Mike, and this week is a little bit different format of Living an Ultra Life than what we normally do. So, you know, usually it's about running, and it's only about running. And, you know, as we started going into our six-year podcasting, I got to thinking, yeah, there's a whole nother avenue that I'd like to explore. And since I decided we're just going to go for it. So I don't know what we're going to call it. It's still going to be Living an Ultra Life. These are just going to be little faith snippets. And they're going to be stories. They're going to be taking the word of God and putting it into the practical part of something that I really, really love, which is running. And we're going to see how it works and see how it marries. And if you like it, fantastic. If you don't, fantastic. I still love you and, you know, want to continue to interact with you on this podcast. So let's launch. It is the last Monday in January. And we started this thing. A lot of you will probably remember, if you're on Strava, the Chipotle Strava Challenge from the last couple of years. And it's this weird, quirky thing where you create a really short segment, and then you just challenge people to run that segment as much as possible. And it's kind of a fun thing. And I enjoy fun challenges when they're fun and everything. And so Chipotle didn't sponsor it this year. So Jamil Curry, who I have a lot of admiration for, he's created an incredible thing out west with Aravaipa and Mountain Outpost and just a lot of different things. He's an incredible ultra runner himself. So I have a lot of respect for him in that aspect. And this year, Chipotle decided not to sponsor anything. So there were no one burrito bowl per week for a year, which was usually the prize and everything. And so Jamil Curry started this thing and he called it Burrito League. And I thought, well, that sounds like fun. And so I waited and I thought somebody in the Hampton Roads area would create one of these things, but nobody was doing it. And so I decided, yeah, I got to go create a segment and just put it out there and see who wants to run it. And since I'm a big weirdo, I decided to create a segment that wasn't easy. So I went over to our wonderful Mound O' Trash at Mount Trashmore Park, and I went to the small hill, which is not the hill that most people who are training for ultramarathons run. Everybody kind of sticks to the big hill. I wanted to be different, so I went to the small hill, and I created a little 0.59-mile segment with 85 feet of elevation gain and a lot of navigation that you had to kind of figure out. If you're going to do a challenge, make it challenging. Make it something that, you know, you gotta put a little work into it. Make it hard. And so I did. And so we launched it on January 15th. And, you know, I had no dreams of winning it or anything like that. I knew I was leading some Swami training runs on Saturdays. And so I knew Saturdays were out. And, you know, if you really wanted to go out and do the segment and, you know, make that your long run segment, you know, it'd be a cool thing. Well, went along and the always incredible, awesome Adam Morrell got his teeth into it. And when Adam Morrell gets his teeth into a challenge, there can be no other winner. If Adam decides to run a challenge, forget it. You go for second. And so, you know, I was going for second. But I noticed as the challenge went on that something was missing in me. All right. So this is about me. And it was something that was just, it was bugging me. And yeah, I was getting irritated by the constant, oh, well, Mike ran 15, I'm going to go to run 20. And it's like, I don't care, you already won. You know, stop it. Just stop it. And it kind of exploded on me yesterday because I took a day off and I decided to spend the day with my beautiful forever girlfriend and then watch the Broncos lose to the New England Patriots in a really funky, weird ball game. And then we went to, we go to True North Church in Virginia Beach, and True North has this thing called Open Heaven Night. And so as I'm watching the Broncos finish losing up and everything's like, okay, at least I get to go to Open Heaven Night, which is a night of just worship. Just give it to God. And so we went to worship night, and Dan, he had a word last night from 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it was about, if you guys are familiar with the whole section, there's you got to start reading like in 16, go to like 22-ish, but there's one verse in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, as if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All right, so I heard that. I was like, okay, yeah, I still carry parts of the old me into things and wasn't really thinking anything. And so I go Monday morning early, about 5:15, I head out to the Moundo Trash and I'm going to go do Burrito League loops. And so as I'm leaving our parking lot of our condo, it's not even a 5 minute drive for me to get there. As I'm leaving, I'm in my head going, okay, should I do 10 segments or 15 segments? And then I'm doing math in my head and going, well, now Adam's up by like 70 something, is there any way I could catch him by Friday? And all of a sudden, I heard God whisper to me, "Do you enjoy running in grave clothes?" And man, I was just absolutely floored. Get into the parking lot and everything, and I'm just like, do you enjoy running in grave clothes? Well, if you're familiar with the old man has passed away and the new has come, so the old is like that person, you've put them to death. That person is no longer who you brought into your relationship with Jesus Christ, is not the person who's supposed to leave with Jesus Christ. You're supposed to bury that person in the grave clothes, and that person is supposed to lay there forever. And the new is come, and now you get to go back to the old. And what you're doing is going, oh, there's a nugget. I can carry that nugget forward. And you're carrying it forward in the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. So you're not going forward with all the old trap that you carried into this relationship. That's laid to death. All the old you is laid to death. All right, so what has this got to do with running a segment in the burrito league? I am competitive. I am a very competitive person. I like to prove that I'm better, and I like to prove that I'm right. And God long ago said, Mike, that's not who I created you to be. I created you to encourage others. I created you to help others to become the best version of them that they can possibly be. I did not create you to prove that you're better or that you're right. And so as I'm driving over to the mound, I'm nearly in tears because I'm repenting. I'm going, Jesus, I've sinned. I have carried the old me, that competitive me, that comparative me, into yet another thing. And I've dragged him by this lasso and I refuse to let him go. And Jesus Christ, I give him to you now. And I ask your forgiveness for bringing the competitive, comparative Mike into this relationship and into this challenge, into this Burrito League challenge that's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be about pushing yourself to do hard things. And so I got to the mound. I grabbed my weight vest out of the back of the car. I threw it on and I ran the stairs. I didn't go to the segment at all. I waved at it. I said goodbye to it. I said, I have to leave you in the past because I don't like who I was becoming. And that doesn't represent who I am in Jesus. And so I just laid it to death. And so here's what I want to encourage you to do. All of us have things from the old us that we try to bring forward into the new that Jesus Christ has promised to us. One of the verses that I love is in Philippians, and it says, forgetting the past, I strive to the prize that Jesus Christ has set for me. And you want to talk about leaving the old? Forgetting the past doesn't mean just forgetting all the bad things. It also means forgetting some of the things that you think you were wired to be, and you think that you were this way. But there's a prize. There's a prize that we all run for. There's a prize that we all strive for. And that prize is not to prove that we're better or that we're something or that we're gritty or that we've got endurance or that we've got anything else. That something is to prove to others that, you know what? God has a plan for your life. And I would dearly love for you to fall so in relationship with Jesus Christ that you get to discover what that prize is for you. And so I'm just going to say right now, forgive me for bringing the old me into a competition, into a challenge that's supposed to be fun, and making it this competitive, comparative thing. And I'm going to move on to what Christ has called me to be, and to move on to where he has called me to go. And that's to be this encourager, to be this person that says, you know what? This is a new day, and this is a new plan that Jesus Christ has mapped out for us. So that'll do it for this week's episode of Living an Ultra Life. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you guys.